moving to politics. So here is a question. We won't finish it in the end. But we said a classic case of this blurring of the line between halacha psuka and political concerns is giving hashkacha to a restaurant that, in terms of kashrus, is shomer halacha, but is not shomer something else. Right? It could be Shabbos.
Like a vegan restaurant? Like a non-Jewish vegan restaurant?
Kind of thing? So there could be a million, right? It could be Shabbos. Now that could be Jewish or not Jewish. It could be the type of entertainment that's there. It could be a whole bunch of things, right? Now each one of them will also have local concerns, meaning, and practical concerns, right? Like I said, like when it comes to Shabbos, as I said, for a lot of organizations, the reason they don't give hashgacha on Shabbos has very little to do with halacha and has everything to do with the fact that they know that their mashgichim just can't watch it, so they can't put their name on it. And for a lot of them, they won't give hashgacha to any restaurant because it's not, it's very hard as a communal organization to say, look, if you're within this many meters of the shul where the mashgiach happens to live, then I'll give you hashgacha. But if you live there, like you can't do that, right? So you have a policy. Right? And it's very hard to make exceptions. Right? Like in Toronto, there are a lot of people who are upset about this, that the COR doesn't give hashgacha to restaurants open on Shabbos. But as Ray Heber said, he said, look, there are two... It's not... People say we don't give hashgacha to things that are open on Shabbos. That is false. A, we give hashgacha to all the catering in all the shuls, because it's easy to do that. Right? It's not that we have an opposition. We know things can be open on Shabbos. We can handle catering in shuls on Shabbos with hashgacha. We can't handle restaurants. And he said, and second of all, he said, there's one restaurant that we do. Why? Because look, at the end of the day, we don't think there's such a tzorech, and it's too hard and too much. There's one exception. What's the exception? Like, there's a need. One need, which is that there's one hospital, which is Jewish, right? Which was the Jewish hospital, but the workers are not Jewish, and the cafeteria in the hospital is open on Shabbos under non-Jewish auspices, and there we send over mashgiach because there it's a real tzorech, right? The whole hospital is kosher, and what enables it to be kosher is the fact that there's a mashgiach who can make sure the kitchen's always being used, and the workers are, you know, it's pikuach nefesh, they're there with the people, and the non-Jews don't have to eat, right? They need food, right? So we go and we give a hashgacha, but he said besides for that, like, practical, and you know, a lot of people are very angry about it in Toronto. And he said, like, what do you want from my life? Like, you know,
angry that they gave it hashgacha.
No, they don't give to other places, right?
And then say something like that where it doesn't have hashgacha, but you know that it would theoretically if it wasn't for a policy.
So the problem is, right? So the problem is that you don't know because there are a lot of places.
It's not locked.
No, but there's a lot of places that would say, look, it's easy to get to be kosher, so I'd happily do it if you would put the hashgacha.
But I'm not kosher.
But I'm not going to... Meaning, I would spend the extra money on the kosher caramel syrup for my coffee, right? Because the extra $500, $5,000 I'd spend a year is worth the extra income. But in Kfar, you're not going to put the hashgacha, so I'm not going to get... I'm not going to get the whole...
Are there places that are nizhar without a hashgacha? In Toronto?
No. Because most of the places that are asking, like, where does it come up? People get angry because Second Cup, which is like Starbucks in America, right? There's one very near the wealthy part of the Jewish community that wants hashgacha. Right? Now, the coffee is kosher.
If it's in a rich part, why don't they put that stuff on?
What? Because they're open on Shabbos. No, because they're open on Shabbos.
He's making a political joke.
No, but I'm saying they're open on Shabbos. Yeah. So the COR wouldn't give them a hashgacha. Right? Now... But in the moment, are they kosher? The answer is no. The coffee is, right? But the muffins and stuff and the bacon sandwiches they serve are not, right?
But you could see wood go in and get a coffee.
So people go in all the time. The from community will have a coffee, but they would make...
They would make kosher bagels and stuff. Like whatever, muffins.
Yeah. Right, like in Starbucks, the muffins are kosher.
Yeah. Okay.
In Toronto. In Canada.
Yeah.
In like they are. Like the rep from the COR told me, yeah, like they're baked at the factory and they're just brought there and open and it's kosher.
So could you do that? Like could you have a mashgiach that goes and like figures out whether it's kosher but doesn't actually slap a mashgiach on it? Like,
so the problem is you know, theoretically you could, but in this case, as long as they're not getting a hashgacha, they'll continue selling the non-kosher. Because they have two clientels. They're saying, we're willing to give up the sandwiches if you're going to, if you can give us the hashgacha, and now we'll sell, you know, we'll be limited in that the sandwich we can sell. We'll have to buy it secondhand from the bakery. Because remember, they don't produce their own. They'll buy it from like the kosher bakery. They'll have to charge an extra few dollars. But if they know they're going to have a huge Jewish community coming in, they'll do it. Right? So, it's one thing to say, oh, it's a frum Jew. The only thing is he doesn't have hashgacha, right? Then you'll hear people in Beitar say, oh, he doesn't have hashgacha, but I know him.
Right?
Even though the Rush says the Minhag is not to trust people like that, because once money's involved, we don't trust even the frumest of people in a business setting. Right? That's the Minhag. Not halacha. That's the Minhag for many hundreds of years, because the Rush said, we know, I think it's the Rush, right? But he said, we know reality, right? This is just the, not like, we just know, right? It's that.
But let's say it's like a massive organization like Starbucks that has like.
No. But when you're talking about an organization like Starbucks, right?
Well, they put all their ingredients out and their methods.
Yeah. But they have like bacon sandwiches. They're not going to go against that.
No,
you know what I'm saying? But they're not going to be kosher without a hashgacha.
Sure.
That's not going to happen.
But let's say there was a problem.
Well, they're
not.
No, I know.
They're not. They have bacon sandwiches. They're not.
I know what your response is going to be, but I'm not even going to bring it.
They're not.
No, but the coffee would be fine, theoretically.
I'm not saying about the coffee. I'm saying they wanted to go completely kosher.
I see. Okay.
No, I'm not saying the coffee.
Yeah.
The question of whether you can drink the coffee is a different story, which has to do with equipment and stuff like that.
Yeah.
The coffee
but
itself
assuming,
is kosher.
Assuming
but assuming you can deal with the equipment, then fine. I'm saying they're not going to... No non-Jew has any reason to keep kosher, legamre...
Yeah.
If people aren't going to eat there as a kosher, that doesn't make any sense.
Can I just read to you?
They're just not.
Because you know it's like a pizza store, and you know they don't sell bacon or
what is that? I'm making it easy. I'm saying this is just the practical.
Sure.
It's just practical.
Okay.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'm talking about a case where someone is a chote.
Uh-huh.
Right? Because the first one is practical.
Yeah.
Right? There are practical reasons why someone might. Right? Okay. Like I said, there are practical reasons why a kosher organization wouldn't give a hashgacha to a place that's open on Shabbos that has nothing to do with kosher.
Right.
Right? It just has to do with their inability to supervise it. But that's what we're talking about. No one's arguing that Second Cup in Toronto isn't allowed to be open on Shabbos. It's open. It's owned by a guy. It's not a shutfist. There's no lumdus here. It's owned by a guy. He's allowed to work on Shabbos. If he wants to have non-kosher, he can have non-kosher. He wants to be kosher. They say, look, we can't be mashgacha. We can't do hashgacha. It's Shabbos. We just don't do hashgacha on Shabbos on restaurants. Ain't malaso, right? I mean, you know, there's no great lumdus here, right? That again, this has nothing to do with you can drink their coffee. I'm saying to make it kosher. What gets more complicated is, and it's not usually restaurants, some restaurants, it's much more with hotels. Hotels, it's a much bigger issue in Israel.
Okay.
Right, because restaurants in general, the ones that open on Shabbos, like, they're not the ones who want hashgacha. But the hotels, right, a hotel might really want to be kosher. Right? They might really want to be kosher. Even though they're open on Shabbos, it's very hard to close on Shabbos, and hotels don't have to be closed on Shabbos. You can come up with a way. But you mean you can come up with a way for it to be mutter? The question is, if they don't, right? They don't make a shutfist with a guy in a way that makes it. But the kitchen is kosher. Can you give hashgacha to that? Are you giving a stamp of approval to that? That's already a meta question. Yes, Yaakov.
Well, there is, and I know you're not a fan of Rabbi Body. Okay?
I don't want to talk about it. I just don't. No, I won't.
Okay, I just want to see what your response to these things is.
No, I don't want to talk about Rabbi Body because.
Then end of discussion.
Because okay.
Forget it.
I want
need to.
Yeah. I would like to outline the issues.
There's
if you
go on.
Okay. Meaning, when we finish the issues, I can go back to Rav Abadi. But I don't want to start with Rav Abadi conclusions. I know he's a different position than most of the rabbinic world. But let's talk about the issues before we get there.
Okay.
Right. Let's not jump to his conclusions. He's a tremendous Talmud Chacham. He's a right to his own opinions. But let's talk about the issues before we get there. This is not like I don't want to talk about him because I don't want to talk about him. It's because I don't want to talk about conclusions before we talk about the issue. So what might be the issue here, right? This issue. So there's a few, right? One potential issue is Ne'amanos. But that's solvable.
Yeah.
Because you got a mashgiach.
Right.
Well, could you also say like...
Greg lost some money.
Like, isn't that not...
You could say, look, okay, the guy's a Mechal Shabbos, so he doesn't have Ne'amanos. Fine, but I'll send a Mashgiach. Just like a winning a...
Is that a din, like, he, by definition?
Yeah, he doesn't have Ne'amanos. he per, he make it easy, okay? He doesn't keep kosher.
He
himself doesn't keep kosher. He has no nemonos.
So how does, can a non-Jew ever have nemonos?
No.
A non-Jew can never.
No.
Okay.
No, never.
Right.
Right? You can't. We only believe in Messiah Lefituma.
Meaning what?
Right?
If you taste it.
I mean, what? No, it's not totally true. He doesn't have nemonos. Either if he's saying it no agav, or certain cases, a kfela can have nemonos. But
kfela's.
Certain business professionals can have nemonos. It's not nemonos. It's a chazaka that he doesn't want to be mareo nasa.
Right.
So that's what it is. But let's say you could solve all that problem. I mean, you put a mashkiach, it's easy. He doesn't have nemonos, you have a mashkiach. Right? Because nemonos is a halachic question. But let's just say, look, there are plenty of kosher hotels that are run kedasu kedin.
Yeah.
Right? But they have a mashkiach.
Right.
So just put a mashkiach in a hotel that's run not kedasu kedin. But the kitchen is run halachically. So can you do that? Is that a problem? Right? Are you putting a stamp of approval on everything else that's going on there? Tell me what's the meta concern on both sides? Because this is a good example, l'kula u'l'chumra. This is not a one way, right? Give me the argument, because this is a meta concern, but it cuts both ways. What's the argument to give hashgacha, and what's the argument not?
If people are going to eat there, even if it doesn't have hashgacha.
Good. So the argument in favor is, essentially, look, let's take Israel for example. If you have a restaurant, if you have a hotel, Stam Hotel, I don't know, on the Dead Sea, right? Beautiful resort hotel. People go there, chilonim, datim, doesn't matter. So now, 6 days a week, meyachuz, everything's fine, you have a mashkiach, it'd be fine. And now, but you don't like, they function on Shabbos without a shutfos with a guy, or whatever. So now you're not going to give them hashgacha. So what are they going to do?
So
they're going to have non-kosher food.
Right. Once it's not kosher or anything.
And you're not going to give them hashgacha, so now they won't. So now they just won't bother.
Right.
Right. Just won't bother. So now, what are you doing? All the chilonim who would have gone there, right? Who would have gone there because it's a good price, it's a nice hotel in a good location. Mimela, they eat kosher food. And now, because you're being makbid on Shabbos, right, and you're not giving hashkacha on the food because of what they're doing in terms of kashras or entertainment, so now they're going to go there because it's still the same nice hotel. The datim won't go there. But that doesn't bother me so much. They'll go to the hotel next door. That doesn't bother me. But people who aren't, in general, makbid on kashras will go there, and now they're not going to eat kosher. That's a reason to give the hashgacha.
Isn't that chal aver d'mat? Is that shtey? It's like living the yemer.
So, well, that's the question. You're not being living the food.
It's totally kosher,
right? You're just giving hashgacha on the food. What's the problem?
Well,
the problem is that people may perceive the fact that this has hashgacha, and it's as a sign that the rabbinic establishment approves of what this hotel does.
Right.
But you don't. You're just, meaning not everyone is aware of the fact that a hechsher is just on the food. Right? They might say, how could this hotel be badatze de charedis, but, they're open on Shabbos, and the entertainment on the Monday nights is, not what a Ben Torah should be at.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's take an extreme example, right? I don't know if there are actual hotels that do this, but they have strippers on Monday nights, yeah. There are.
I mean, they're showgirls in
what?
Okay, fine.
Really, what are you talking about?
Look. I don't know. I don't know about you. I would. Look, if I was walking by a hotel, and on the front of the hotel it had a big, big sign that says, "This hotel is mitachat the hashgacha, the badat e dechareides sheiris bnei brak Rav Ruben," the chazanishin, chazanishin ravadia gam yachad, like whatever, whatever. And next to it, they have their entertainment,
right.
And it's strippers on Monday. I'd be like,
it's kind of weird.
Mashu is a little bit, shtickle off. On the other hand, the argument. What?
But on the other hand, it's not.
Now, on the other hand, right? So you could say, look, I'll put up a big sign which says, "This hashgacha is only on the food." Right? We do not approve. Right? There is not a stamp of a badate de charides on the entertainment. It's not like, before the entertainment starts, like you have the big sign, approved by Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Like, not doing that, right? instead of a big sign, not approved by Reb Chaim Kanievsky in a harami. Okay?
Dude, why not?
So here, and I guess today maybe we'll just get to open the issue. Let me read you. I'll read you from Dyakovsky where he highlights the Kula and the Chumrah. But what you're going to see is that these sentiments, right, that there's something going on here that is meta, but there are multiple meta things and you've got to balance them. So what I gave you here is a three-way machloket. Tzitz Eliezer on one side, Rabbi Avadi on the other side, and Rabbi Lau Sr., who tried to make a compromise. Right, but let's just see the Rav Dyakovsky's summary first. He says, "Yish misadot batei melon she'ein." This you don't have, but since we have like 20 minutes, I'll read you a summary.
20 minutes? You think we have?
No. Like we only had 20 minutes. Sachakol, you know. Yish misadot batei melon she'ein makbidim al shmirat shabbat. Lemaaseh gam batei melon sheish b'mashkacha mukpedet chelik me'ovdim michutz l'midbach ulechider ochel mechelim shabbat letzorach avodutam b'seder v'galui. There are restaurants and hotels that don't keep Shabbat. Even with those who have good hashgachot, many of the workers don't keep Shabbat. Should you say that we will only give you hashgacha if Shabbat is kept in the whole hotel? The whole hotel. Okay?
Like all the people also?
All the Jewish workers, Nadia.
All the workers.
Okay? Meaning, you have to run kedazah. What you do at home is not my problem, but here you've got to run it.
Right.
So he said, "Mitzad echad, matan hechsher l'malon mechalal Shabbat v'avodot achirot." Technically, giving a hechsher to a hotel that is mechal Shabbat and other things, kabbalat chadarim, meaning they use the computer or they write, forget computer, they write down, right? They make you sign for your room on Shabbos.
Right.
Okay.
They make name calls.
Pinui chadarim nikayon. They clean, right? They do laundry, whatever on Shabbos. Maliot chain of clothes at Ken Shabbat, the elevators, whatever. Niginav and Rechav Siburi, right? Music, or whatever. Asa'ot of Din Va'ot, they have rides for their workers.
It's proper non Shabbos hotel.
Yeah, Legabre. So on the one hand, Notain Legitimatsia, if you want to know, yes. Legitimatsia is just legitimization in Hebrew. The Chilei Shabbat. And he says, "Yemish gam chashash nemanut shel bnei beit hamalon min alav nosei kashrut." And lemaisa, these people mechalal Shabbat have no nemanut. They don't keep kosher. They don't keep Shabbos. They don't whatever in their own lives. Kashedur she mechalim Shabbat. And in general, chil Shabbos makes you lose nemanut in general.
But isn't it just if they're doing it b'tayel? I thought they don't lose nemanut.
Chil mechalal Shabbat have no nemanut. Period.
I don't know, not Shabbat.
Because they're kovdei of a dezar l'chol davar.
No, but let's say
right.
Well, I thought if they're
not l'chol davar
until they get a new chazaka.
These. Even these people aren't. These people are Mechalei Shabbos.
Well, it can't be the whole Dabar.
Mechalei Shabbos for Hes, yeah.
I thought
except for Gittin V'Kiddushin.
I thought if they're doing a B'tayel, not Shabbos, but like, let's say Kashrus.
No. First of all, they don't have Nemanus in Kashrus.
Even if they're doing a B'tayel?
Yeah. Uh-huh. If you're over a Chet, even L'tayel, you don't have Nemanus in that sin. And that mitzvah.
So they're doing something else, like they're over.
It's different about other things, but that thing, Shabbos, is different because it's overpowering.
Yeah.
Because over the Zara.
Right.
And I want to get into
if they're let's say Arayos or something.
Now, obviously, it's a little bit different with our assumptions of Tinuk Chenishba and the like, but it still doesn't give them Nemanos. They might not be Rishayim, but
Let's say it's like Arayos, or if it was something like that, would they still have Nemanos? Would they
not be Nyanei Arayos? They wouldn't.
Right. I'm saying in terms of Kashrus.
Yeah.
They would.
Yeah. Potentially. Sheila domet or rabba var liyachas levatei malon mechshar rabbanu mekayim mirum leregel chagim nosrim. He said you can have it. What about places that have Christmas festivals? Because same problem, right? They have Christmas parties. Again, badatz ed charedus next to strippers. Also weird if badatz ed charedus next to this Christmas party is. Well, is under badatz ed charedus. Like also weird.
Strippers I can see is like a halakhic issue. What's like a halakhic issue happening?
What do you mean? I'm just supporting another faith's holiday. You're not allowed to do that. You're not even allowed to say Merry Christmas to someone. That's us, or Mikra Din. It's not like a. It's not even a machlok is in poskim. Like it's
because if you say it not on Christmas, is it an issue?
If you're actually saying it to be machshav of the holiday, yeah. Of course. Mm-hmm. Like that's classic.
Okay.
You can't give chashivos to their holidays. That is a halacha. That's not like a mach, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, like that's. Mitzan sheni, but he says the other hand. Imatan echshel avatei malon muchanim lakbid al mitbach kasher yavil kach yudim rabim hamidachsimim b'makor elu yachlo chefo. But on the other hand, it'll cause people to eat not kosher who would have ended up eating kosher. So he said, "Kayamim stadim lekan lekan hachra'a ina chad mashmi v'domani shigam l'rabbani yod hashonot enem dabur rabbani don." He said there really are arguments in both directions, and therefore different rabbani yod hold in both directions. Now, is this a localized halacha issue? No. Again, is this clearly, is it political? Yes, in the sense that it's policy. Is this, but this is not like, again, this is not a cynical use of the word. There are real concerns here. Right? There are real communal concerns here in both directions.
In a kashrus way? What's kashrus or kashrus wise?
Because kashrus organizations are communal rabbinic institutions.
I said, but what's
and
the
when they give,
No.
I said they're legitimate policy. Like, these aren't, there are legitimate policy, again, halachically influenced policy concerns here. There are. Let me put it differently, okay? Let's say someone would go and say, oh, I see badats and charidas, and I see they're having strippers, right? So I know that the badats here must say nothing about the entertainment. Okay? What if it wasn't that? What if it was something that was much more, most people aren't so clear that that's us, right? I could see someone say, you know, like the way sometimes, like let's say you go to a, or you go to a, you know, you go to the store and you buy Christmas candies and they have an OUD.
Right.
No one's, everyone just laughs. They're like, oh, because it's the same chocolate that was on the M&Ms, but now it's the Christmas ones, and like they just have a hashgach on everything, and we just laugh.
Why is that not
so? We just laugh because we all understand.
Yeah,
right? No, everyone understands. They're not supporting Christmas. It's the same chocolate.
Thing,
right? They just, you know, Mars and Hershey's and whatever. No, but what if it was a borderline case? What if it was a borderline case where there was a badatzi, the charedes, hashkacha, and it was... No. And the entertainment was...
Women singing.
Was fine. Was kolisha. Right.
Microphone.
What's called Isha with a microphone? Fine? Nagi. Right, Nagi. So now what? If someone looked at it, I assure you the Badatzi, the Charedis is not okay with it. Right? I'm not weighing in on whether you should be okay with it. I'm saying, I'm sure the Badatzi, the Charedis is not okay with it.
Right.
Okay? But there are rabbis who are okay with it. Okay? Maybe in the minority.
You're saying the microphone thing?
Or even without a microphone, right? There are a minority of folks who think kolisha is not a problem, okay? But in the right context, fine. Again, I'm not poskening like that. But I'm saying, if someone saw hashkacha that badatzi the charedes and saw that it was kolisha or kolisha on a microphone, how many people do you think would look at that and say, oh, maybe the badatzi the charedes holds like that minority group and they'd realize?
Yeah, 100%.
Right?
For sure.
Right? So that issue, suddenly you see there's a real concern here.
Totally.
Right? There's a real concern. And usually, it's not the case with mamish, you know. You know, it could be things that are mamash al hagvul.
Okay, but no one's going to think that the badass is allowing a Christmas party.
But again, you see my
point. No one's going to think they're allowing strippers either. Like, you know.
Right, so that's what he's saying.
That's what I'm saying.
It's got to be some like machlokas or something.
Well, it's Christmas parties.
No, that's not true. It does not have to be machlokas. That is not true. There could be things that there's no machlokas about.
Like
there are things that could be no machlokas about, but people don't really view as usher.
Like what?
Like saying Merry Christmas.
Or going to... If there was a hashkacha on a barbecue at a beach.
Right?
That's not a winter place to be. Mm-hmm. Right? Mixed beach in the middle of the summer.
Right?
So, except most people in the modern Orthodox community, they don't really think about it.
Right?
So now you're going to go there... And they'll say, oh, there's a hashgacha. There must be. The rabbi's okay with it because it doesn't enter their mind. It's not that there's a machlokas about it. There is no machlokas about it. It just didn't enter their mind. Right? They don't think about it as usher, but it's a problem.
Right?
Doesn't have to be a machlokas. That's not how policy works. It's not how people's minds work. Right? They'll look at it and say, aha! Right? Or even if they don't say it, like, oh, but that's behind it. It'll reinforce the fact they don't think it's really bad.
Yeah.
Or, but let me and for the record, okay, and this I guess we didn't really get so far, but let me give you an example. You think it's only something which is not clear, which is osur. I don't think that's true. How many people, the same people who would say, you should, hashgacha should only be about food, should not be about entertainment. I don't care what the entertainment is, hashgacha's on food. How many of those would say the same thing if that restaurant said, I want to have badatzi the charedes and I'm having a neo-Nazi rally here?
Yeah.
How many of them would say, pull it, you're giving your support? And you'd say, what do you mean? My hashgacha is just in the food. How many people would turn around and say, no, you can't support the place?
I mean, in a phenomenon like that, you could still say, say that you should give it to them also.
No, but I understand. But I'm saying, I just want to point out that people's intuitions, people are not consistent about this. That you'll tell me, no one thinks that the Badatz is giving a hashgacha to that. Except the same people would turn around and say, how could you give a hashgacha to a place that's hosting neo-Nazis? It would be obvious then they should pull their hashgacha, right? Why? You think they're giving a haskama to it? No, but they say that's wrong. So, but, right?
At that point, when it's talking about a that's not halachic thing. It is a political thing.
No, but my point is that people aren't consistent.
Yeah, is there better questions?
Okay.
That I'm saying. And therefore, but that's the notion of halachic policy, is that you're worried about the message you're sending because, yeah, there is a rights of value, as the Gemara understands it, of the Yisem Nikim Hashem Yisrael. You have an obligation to be viewed as doing the right thing, not just from God, but from Jews. That is an obligation. Of Yisem Nikim Hashem Umi Yisrael. If you know in your heart of hearts you're doing nothing Aser, but you do something in such a way that everyone else thinks you're Aser, you violate an Iser.
That's Marasai.
I'm saying there are whole categories that are essentially this. According to you, why does this exist? What's Chshad, Mar Zion? I'm doing the right thing. I don't care what anyone else thinks. No, that's not how halacha works. Okay, so next week we'll actually get into the Gufa Davar and see. Whatever, next time we do this, we'll try to actually read the Tzitzel Yezer Bovadia and Amrei Lau inside, because you're going to see they have three very different positions on this.
What do you think about being off on Shushan Purim, Rob?
I enjoy Purim in Yerushalayim. Just don't go to anywhere with more than 5,000 people. It's been banned by the government.